Yesterday we spoke about children counting for a zimun. Of course, we live in YU. It only makes sense to also speak about the women counting for a zimun. Baruch Hashem. The Gemara tells us that women inan mitztarfot the zimun. Women do not count when it comes to a men's zimun because it's peritzut for them to count towards a men's zimun. Says the Gemara, "Is he any shivatan na'a?" But mizamnot la'atzman. The Gemara tells us that they can make a zimun on their own if they wish to. So now, is this, and if they wish to, I just said that, but it's not really true. Is this a reshut for women to say a zimun, or is this a chova, just like it is for men? If you fulfill all of the parameters for men's zimun, is it the same thing for women's zimun, or are women different? They're in their own category. It's only a reshut all year, all the time. So this is, it seems to be a sitira in Gemarot. One Gemara tells us in Arachin that hakol chayavin bezimun. Hakol sounds like even women. But the Gemara Berachot says that afilu me'an nashe, even 100 women, no matter how many of them get on the bus to come up here, kitre gavra, they're only like 2 men, no matter what, the Gemara tells us. So, which one is it? Is it that they're only like 2 men, therefore 2 men cannot make a zimun? Shanaim mitzvah lechalek, they have to do a zimun separately, they have to say berkat hamazon separately, or no? Hakol chayavim b'zimun, even women have to make a zimun. So this is a problem Tosafot points out. And it's a machloket rishonim. Some, like Rashi and Tosafot, say the ikar is that women have a only reshut, and the Gemara in Arachin that says chayavim is just a lav dafka. It's not really a chiyuv. Lav dafka, really they have to only if they want to say a zimun. Rashi says that women are included in the pasuk of gadilu ladonai iti. Let's praise the Ribono Shalom together. But in the pasuk of b'makelut barichut Hashem, they're not called makelut. They're not called kahal. Therefore, one, they would be allowed to say a zimun, but they're not allowed to, not chayavot to make a zimun, because they're not a kehila. However, the Rosh and the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah say lechova, and therefore, in Shulchan Aruch, Maran paskins reshut. Women do not have to make a zimun if they don't want to. However, the Geraz Machmir for those, and quoted by Vir Halacha, the Geraz Machmir for those who say that they are chayavot. What a difference does this make, Tachlis? Who cares? So, should you, the Ben Menishchai, Chesed Alafim and others say how one should instruct the women of his home, B'nei Beito, is the nickname for women of his house, should children instruct the B'nei Beito to say a zimun whenever they're eating together. My wife has 5 sisters, that's 6 girls, plus my mother-in-law, and they were the old, and it was 3 girls and then the first boy. So my father-in-law was outnumbered for a long time. He's still outnumbered. He only has 3 boys. So this entire time, as my wife and her sisters were growing up, they can make a women's zimun whenever they ate together. And that's what the Ben Ishchai says to do. However, we have many eduyot from different edot, Sfaradim, Ashkenazim, throughout the generations. Some say, yeah, women make a zimun. Others say, no, we don't do this. And it's a little bit very inconsistent. It seems like just different communities did different things, whether that was because they were knowledgeable or less knowledgeable, or they had some other reason. Rav Shechter quotes his wife, Rabbitson Shechter, the Poseket Hador, as he calls her, the Poseket Hador Paskin, that she had six daughters, but she never let them say a zimun, because it increases feminism, and it's a chumran, it's a kulan feminism to let her daughters make zimun, so she never let them make a zimun at home. The Rivivot Ephraim, 50 years ago, he has 9 kids, 6 and 3, 6 daughters, 3 boys, so the daughters, they were never allowed to make a zimun, because Rebbe Sincer Shechter said, it's too much feminism, it's not okay. The Rivivot Ephraim has much sharper lishonot, he calls them dastardly feminist agendas, and in Hebrew, of course, but he also, 50 years ago, was really unhappy with this idea. So this idea of Nashim is, Amnot La'atzman, is not so pashut. According to the Rambam, that even if there are 10 women, they may not recite Elokeinu. Because Zimun in the eyes of the Rambam, as explained by the Kesef Mishneh and Maran, Zimun in the eyes of the Rambam is a Davar Shebekdusha. Davar Shebekdusha needs a Minyan. Women do not count for Minyan no matter what. So even if they want to make a Zimun, even if you hold their Chayavot to make a Zimun, they're not going to be allowed to say Elokeinu. Rav Shechter has a different interpretation of the Rambam. He thinks that this isn't so compelling, but nevertheless, everyone holds that women cannot say Hashem's name when they make a Zimun. But what do they say? They say Birshus Maranan Rabbanan Rabosai. I hope none of them are rabbis. So what are they supposed to say? So there's a couple of different nuschaot. Some say Chavirotai, Harav Shechter and Rav Nevinsal say to say Givirotai, Mirshut Givirotai, whatever it is, but they shouldn't say Maram Rabbanam Rabotai. That's the general halacha when it comes to women making their own zimun in seminaries and schools and homes. There's a chumrah for the gra from the gra to be machmir for those who hold chovah. On the other hand, other poskim say no, it's not appropriate. It's feminism. That's another chumrah we have to have also. So I guess we'll hold our red door. They'll figure out what to do. That's women without men. What about when there's tarovet? When there are women with men? So let's go from big to small. Massive siuda. There's three men. Three women, at least three of each, right? Afilu, let's say, ten men and three women. The women are chayavot now, everyone holds, even if it's a reshut for them on their own, when they're with men, they're chayavot to answer to the men. So when there are ten men, there's Elokeinu. So of course they have to answer Baruch Elokeinu to the men's zimun. What if there are only three men, three to ten men? For them, there's no difference if they make their own zimun or if they answer to the men's zimun. So, can they break away and make their own zimun, or do they have to answer to the men's zimun? It's a bit of a machloket acharonim. It's a little bit unclear, like what they imagine to be called a breakaway. Does that mean going to another room, saying the varech, and then coming back and saying birkat hamazon, or not? It's a little bit strange. It's a bit of a machloket acharonim. They're supposed to answer. I think the Lama said they're supposed to answer to the men. But what if they're only less than three men? There's less than three men, let's say one or two men, my father-in-law, and maybe one son, plus three women. What are they supposed to do? You're like, what do you mean, what are they supposed to do? They're supposed to say Zimun, but what the men, it's Pritzos, right? The women are going to say Zimun, and the men are going to sit there. Some say the men should get up and walk out, so that they shouldn't answer. But Rav Shechter, Rav Shmuel men both say, L'maaseh, a man is in a room where the women are saying Zimun, he should answer the Zimun, and he does not have to leave. Now, what if there are two women and one man? Are they mitzaref? I told you the Gemara says no. But there's one of the Balei HaTosafot who read the Gemara differently. And he's quoted in the Torah that women count for men's zimun. So now what? So the Chida quotes his grandfather who wrote, first of all, that's rejected in the Torah, first of all. Hey, reject that. But even so, the Chida quotes his grandfather of Avraham Azulai, who argued on somebody who said it's okay and said, no, it's not okay. So the Chida says, my grandfather didn't have to tell you that which was obvious. But just in case somebody later on in time comes and says it's okay to count women for Zimun, he wrote it anyway, just to make sure it was clear on the books. So that's an interesting Heara. Three more points. Two more in this about men, and then we'll move on to one last point. Moshe Feinstein says, now what do you mean? We see all these women, they come to men's meals, and they don't wait for the zimun. They go to the kitchen, they do whatever. They're not waiting for men's meals. So what's pishat? What are you supposed to do? So he says, during the week, the women are going to the kitchen back and forth. They have satam da, not to be mitzaref to the women, to the men. But on Shabbat, they sit down with everybody, so then they have da to be mitzaref. So you have to make sure on Shabbat that the women answer zimun. But during the week, they're going back and forth so much, they're not really sitting down with the family. So too at a restaurant, there's no going back and forth, so women definitely have to answer to the zimun. I pointed out to Rav Shechter, though, that it's a little bit like, it depends where you are, it depends what your home looks like, where the kitchen is, the kitchen in the same room, not the same room. B'chol dor v'dor, b'chol makom makom, it's going to depend on the exact mitziyut. So it's not really easy to say, dafka during the week, dafka on Shabbat. But whatever it is, if the women are at the table a lot, so then you can assume, stam dat, is that they're going to be chayavot b'zimun. If they're not at the table so much, depends on your home and how things work, then they will be piturot, or they won't be chayavot in zimun. At the very least, it'll be reshut. There's a very funny story Rav Vosner talks about. The Shevet HaLevi, the Hasidim on Leil Shabbat go to the Rebbe's tish, right? Let's say there's the family, the Hasidish family, Baruch Hashem, big family, at least three adults over the age of our mitzvah, and then all the women. So what do they do? They eat their meal at home. They don't bench at home. They go and they have da'at that they're going to eat at the Rebbe's tish. And they're going to get some challah at the Rebbe's tish. They'll have a kazayit there and they'll bench there. The problem is that they're leaving their wives and their daughters without a zimun. That's not nice. You're not allowed to leave without a zimun. Especially if you're leaving the people behind. So Rav Vosner has a whole teshuvah where he like explains how maybe there's what to rely on. The whole thing is dachuk. But they also rely on this Rav Moshe about stam da'at in order to get out of it. So that's interesting for Hasidim, those who fit that parasha, you should just know, you shouldn't dump your wife for the Rebbe without asking her permission to not be mitzaref the Zimun. Finally, yesterday we spoke about a katan. What about a kitana? We have two women above the age of bat mitzvah and one girl below the age of bat mitzvah. Are they mitzvah the zimun or not? So the Chaim says that he thinks that maybe it's davka three gedolot when it comes to women zimun. No kitanot allowed. Whereas the Avnei Derech we spoke about last semester of Rabbi Elchanan Prince, and it says, no. The Gemara says that a katan plus nashim is peritzuta. One katan plus nashim is peritzuta. Mashma, a kitana plus nashim is not peritzuta. So therefore, a kitana does count for zimun, and he thinks that's mutar, and that the Rosh Hashanah Zalman is quoted saying that, and it's miduyak in the Ben Ishchai, and the halacha bira to that effect as well. So there are the machmirim, but halacha lemaaseh, a kitana would also count for women zimun. So now, quick chazara, women do not make the, women cannot be counted for a man zimun, but they are chayavot in a man zimun. They can make their own zimun, but it's only a reshut. And if you want to be machmir on that, you have to understand that you're sacrificing another value of giving them a lot of interest in their own power and feminism. So whatever that means in your generation, you have to be aware of the challenges that you're going to incur depending on the derech that you take. The Ribono Shalom will ask you, Achamer ve'asim shana, why didn't you tell your wives to make zimun? And you better have an answer. So either way you go, you have to be ready to weigh the scales. And then with men, we have Rav Moshe's, this is a very important Rav Moshe, about stam dat, when they're not usually sitting at the table, the chassidim and the ketana, who counts for zimun. Baruch Adonai le'olam, amen v'amen. Chazak